On the phone now, I have the lovely Marty Christian from the New Seekers on the phone joining me on Drive Time. Hello, Marty.
G'day, Ian. How are you, mate?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm pretty good as well.
You still got the Australian accent.
What do you mean, mate? Oh, dear.
After all these years.
No, one never loses one's heritage and one's accent.
This is true. I mean, I'm a Cockney and it comes out when I get excited.
Well, when I speak to my buddies back in Australia, they think I've got very Anglified, but it's funny how the accent really reverts back when you talk to somebody from your own country.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you're saying. So thank you for joining me here on Drive Time today on Phoenix FM. It's lovely to have you. 50 years.
Can't believe it. Cannot believe it. Where's the time gone?
I don't know. I mean,
I've become a granddad in all that time as well.
Oh wow! Yeah. Well, I've become a dad.
Good for you. Fantastic.
three.
Wait till the next stage.
Three times over. yeah. I'm not there yet. They haven't blessed me that way. Only with I'm a granddad to a dog. My eldest daughter's got a dog. But he's lovely. Anyway, let's talk about you. Let's talk about the band. Let's talk about the 50 years.
Yeah.
I mean, you, as I mentioned in my intro, you were born out of the Seekers.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it was a brainchild of Keith Potka who formed the original Seekers as well. And when they disbanded, he got together with a guy called David Joseph, and together they thought, well, there's still a void in the market for a similar group. But to differentiate between the two groups, Keith decided to have two girls instead of one and three guys. So that's how it was sort of evolved.
Well, the sound for six of you was amazing. I mean, the harmonies were great.
Yeah, I'm very proud of the harmonies. I mean, there's a lot of tracks and songs that don't appear as the hits that really show off the group's sort of harmonic talents.
Yeah, they could be found on the old albums.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're talking about the old albums. As you know, we've got our 50th anniversary, and we've got a new album. Well, it's a series of them, and in fact, they're also releasing this particular one on vinyl for any enthusiasts.
Wow.
But, yeah, it incorporates basically all kinds of tracks, things that have never been heard before, B-sides and tracks from overseas, hits that we had that never really appeared on any of the albums. So it's a real enthusiast's dream, really.
Oh, that is brilliant. I'm back on vinyl as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I had a greatest hits collection, but it was on a label called Contour, which was a budget label over here.
Yeah, yeah.
I had the original singles on Polydor, don't get me wrong.
All right.
But somehow this Contour album came into my came into my possession, again, which had all the hits. I mean, let's start with the first one. Mm-hmm. Okay, which wasn't I Like to Teach the World to Sing.
No.
No, it was Never Ending Story of Love.
Well, Never Ending Song of Love was our first big hit in England. But in fact, Ian, our very first hit happened in America. And it was a song called Look With It Down to My Song Ma.
That's the old Melanie song.
Exactly. But we had the hit with it. And lo and behold, we were in Great Yarmouth at the time, and we heard that the record was rocketing up the US charts, and we couldn't believe it.
Wow.
And it eventually reached top five, selling 2.5 million records. And, in fact, our career started in America. We were on Elektra Records in those days.
Yeah, over there.
Mm.
Melanie, although she did the song, I mean, I was meant to have Melanie on the show last year, but unfortunately that didn't work out. Timings just didn't happen. You know how these things
are. Yeah, of course.
Did Eve do the lead on that?
She did, yeah.
Because she had a very, very similar voice to Melanie back in the
day. Yeah,
didn't she?
I mean, Eve's got a very empathetic voice, and she really knows how to sort of capture the mood of a song, and I think she did a great job on that one.
Yes, brilliant. And so then you had over here Never Ending Song of Love.
Yeah, that was out. But, well, it was sort of, it was a, they say it was number two, but in fact it was number one on one of the charts, so I always think of it when it was our first.
It's got to be number one. We had different charts back then as well, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah.
Were we still running the NME chart as well?
I think we were at that time, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because it was the very early 70s. And then came the Coke advert and that song. That well, that's song. Right.
What happened? I'll give you a very quick rundown on that. We did a series of Coke jingles in America, probably about 26, I think, if I recall correctly. And they were like 30-second jingles that they used to farm out to various radio stations all across the States.
Right.
And they gauged the reaction on the jingles, and Look With It Under My Song Mart just sort of shone above all of them. They decided then to make it their flagship commercial and do a video and everything else. So that's how that happened.
Wow.
And of course, then subsequent to that, a full-length version of the song was written by Cook, Greenaway, Backer and Davis. And, so there's a whole story to that one too.
But then you had the Hilltop singers do a version of it as well. That was where it gets confusing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does get confusing, although, I mean, only in America, because over here it was only us that had the hit. In fact, we had a hit worldwide with it, and I think the Hilltop singers had a minor hit in America with it.
Right.
What happened was, after they did the commercial...
Yeah, which you did.
We did the commercial. We were supposed to be part of the commercial and be on the hill and with Eve singing it and us around her and so on.
Right.
But because we were contracted to... On another venue, we couldn't get out of the contract, so consequently they got stand-ins and they got actors to take the part and mime to our record.
Yeah.
That's what happened. And therefore, that's why they called it the Hilltop Singers as well. But anyway, it's a long time ago.
It was. Now, this is what's been bothering me all these years.
Yeah, what's that?
If you listen closely to I Like to Teach the World to Sing, are you shouting out Coca-Cola?
No.
You're singing over and over?
Over and over.
But if you,
it was only Coca-Cola on the advert.
Because, you see, that's ingrained in my brain when I hear the single.
And I suppose that was a very very subtle marketing ploy by the company, wasn't it?
I could just hear you shout out, Coca-Cola. That's brilliant. So it just went like a wheel going down a hill from there,
I suppose.
It
was ballistic. As I say, it was number one in most territories and sold over 7.5 million records. Fantastic.
And then your other hits being You Won't Find Another Fool Like Me, Babe. No, you won't.
Yeah, that was, and then there was Get a Little Sentimental Over You, and we had some other top tens, top whatever, and we had different hits in different territories as well. I mean, I was surprised we flew to Hong Kong. And the hostess came up to me and said, "Oh, so you'll be singing your number one record?" I said, yeah, what, Teach the World? She said, no, Crying in the Rain. I said, what? and we hadn't even put it in the act.
Oh, wow.
And so we had to learn it. And, so all kinds of surprises happened at different times. It was good fun.
They got Circles as well, which not everybody remembers. I mean, it's such a good song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
It's an amazing song.
My
late friend Larry used to love that song.
Oh, brilliant.
He used to, every time a DJ played it, he went, "No, that's a re-record. You want the original version." Because there's a re-record going around of that at the moment, believe it or not. But the original version will be on the new album.
Yeah, that's right. No, there's loads of stuff that really... I mean, this is a very, very special album. And, in fact, it's released by Demon Music Group. And we're very grateful for that, because it's one hell of a record.
Yeah.
Get it? Demon Music, hell of a record.
Got it. Brilliant.
That's my last joke.
That is your best joke of the day, that is, Martin.
The best and the last.
So I hope you don't mind me asking then. The band's still going.
No, they're not.
They're not. They're just banned
I left the band 2 decades ago.
Right.
We split up originally in 1974.
Yeah.
And then got together again in 1976 with a couple of different members.
Yeah.
There was Eve, myself and Paul, who were the originals, and a couple of different ones. And we had a modicum of success from a couple of years after that. And then Eve decided to go, and it all sort of... we had changes in membership, and as I say, I left about 2 decades ago. But it was a fun time. It was a good time.
But it carried on for a while. Paul carried it on for a while, didn't he?
He did. Yep.
Bless him. I know it might be a sore point, but are you gonna get together for any promotion for this, or?
I'm sort of out there doing the promotion. I mean, and Paul's doing some promotion. The point is that it is our 50th anniversary, and we're thrilled about it.
Yeah.
I've also got a little secret. I've got an album coming out myself as well.
I've heard, yes.
About 27th of September, and that's available on my website, and also will be available on the digital formats as well.
Well, you've got an amazing voice. It's still there. It's a unique voice, Marty.
Oh, bless you, man.
And that's what I think gave the new Seekers the sound, a different sound from the Seekers.
Well, it did, but I mean, one of the best voices in the group, the guy's voice, was Peter Doyle. He was like an amazing, he had like an amazing 3.5 octave range and really gave a different zing to the group.
And I think that's what contributed to it and made it sound so good. And the girls had amazing voices as well. I mean, I love listening to the old tracks. And when I put Beg, Steal or Borrow on just now, it all come flooding back to me.
Actually, I heard your dulcet tones wailing out as the track was going. I don't think anyone else heard it, but I did.
I'm actually a professional singer and I've let the side down because I was screaming that one.
Oh, dear.
It's not in my key. I'm a baritone.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, dear. So tell me about this, the new album then. And you've also got another project as well you've just been doing.
Yeah, I'm thrilled a bit because it is a 50-year anniversary of the New Seekers, and that's tremendous. And everything seems to be happening at the same time because I've recently written a song that reached number one in the Hot Disc Country charts in Europe and in Britain and Ireland on the country scene. And it's a song called Bring the Curtain Down, and I sang it with a lady called Arlene.
Yeah.
And we're featuring it on my new album.
Brilliant.
And I'm really thrilled about that, so it's all happening. And in fact, I've got to tell you.
Go on.
One of your local geniuses, a lady called Antonia Hudson, has actually created my website, and she lives on the island.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
She's absolutely fantastic, and if anyone needs to some artwork done or anything else or a website, then she's the lady to go to.
Definitely. Well, I'll put this interview up on the on our website so people hear that back anyway. And I am also going to play this great tune with Arlene, Bring the Curtain Down.
Oh, fantastic, man.
I've got a sneaky copy of it.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant. Oh, well, listen, Marty, it's been wonderful talking to you.
Yeah, it's been great talking to you, Ian.
And there's one thing I did notice. I mean, 1972, let's work this out. I was...
13? 12?
No, nah, not even that. But 66. So, 66, I'd have been 4 in 76. I was about 6.
Don't give me all that.
Seriously?
Come on.
Seriously, I was about 6. And your guitars looked huge. Absolutely huge.
Well, I've still got my original 12-string guitar, would you believe? So,
oh, wow. See, Paul's...
Proud possession.
Paul's didn't, because that was a bass. All basses look the same, but those acoustic guitars look absolutely...
Monster in those days.
They were, compared to how they are these days.
Yep.
They're like... People go out and play guitars like Ed Sheeran, and it looks like he's playing a giant ukulele.
I know, there's some great instruments in this day and age, but I still treasure my 12-string. It's a little beauty, great sound.
Acoustic 12-strings have... My old guitar teacher used to have one of them, and I love the sound of it. Absolutely brilliant. Well, listen, lovely. Thank you for talking to me. Thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
Today.
Can I just plug my website? So
go
that,
on, plug your website.
Antonio
plug
would
away,
love
my
me
friend.
To do that.
Plug away.
And it's www.marty, spelled M-A-R-T-Y, Christian with a K, K-R-I-S-T-I-A-N, .com.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much for that.
Have a look at that.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you for joining me. Good luck with your album. I hope people go out and get the 50th anniversary album because of the nostalgia and the great music that you produced.
Yeah, it's already had a lot of pre-sales, so that's looking good.
And when is it actually released? The 25th of September, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
Yes, okay, lovely. For now, Marty Christian, thank you very much. This is Arlene with you and Bring the Curtain Down.
Baby, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, girl. Oh, can you no longer hear me?
Don't you care anymore? We've always made up before. What happened this time? I can't live without your love. Can't last another day.
Don't do this to me.
Eating my heart away. Longing for yesterday. If I can't have your love, then bring the curtain down. There's no point in hanging around. 'Cause I can't live without your loving anymore.
Was Arlene with Marty Christian from the New Seekers here on Drive Time on Phoenix FM. What a great song that was.